whatnot.
Shut up. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
A couple of guys who are clueless about what it is to be gay in America.
Check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. It's open during daylight hours. Here now is Guy Curley. Hi, Curley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What's happening, Curley Q?
Actually, a big breaking story this afternoon. I think this may be the next big thing people will be talking about. The NBA could soon be dealing with a major point-shaving scandal.
Whoa.
The New York Post says the FBI is investigating Tim Donaghy, an NBA referee who allegedly bet on basketball games, including ones in which he officiated. Former prosecutor Donald Schweitzer says the damage has been done and that fans can no longer trust the calls being made on the floor.
See, now, to me, that is somewhat reassuring, and I'll tell you why. If it's point shaving, if it's the refs, that's okay.
Right.
The players are the be-all, end-all. Yeah, I mean, if the players are involved,
they are the
in this,
integrity of the game.
But if it's point shaving, it can't be the refs.
Schweitzer says the ref accused of fixing.
You're correct, sir. Although a ref certainly.
He could affect the outcome of the game completely, but he can't do the point shaving.
His mood.
No, it's not like Ditka.
No. Oh, okay.
You know, it'd be really hard for a ref to rig a game, because if you call, like, bad fouls, eventually you're going to get caught.
It would be pretty obvious which way you wanted it to go. And there are some circumstances where the game, especially basketball, would move at such a pace where you wouldn't be able to do it without making it incredibly obvious.
Now, as long as it's not the players, well.
So far, it's not. Schweitzer says the ref accused of fixing NBA games has ruined the game for those who won championships and the teams that lost.
God.
The NBA has no comment.
You know, really, it's like one thing you do
after another.
I mean, of all the things you wouldn't do if you were, it doesn't make sense.
Let me see. Michael Vick. Are you going to talk about Michael Vick at all?
I hadn't planned on it, no. What's the latest?
The latest is whatever we said a couple of hours ago, that they've asked him to step away. We also have tape of Keith Brooking. A dude's on the defense of the Atlanta Falcons. Here he is on Michael Vick's indictment.
We've been working so hard during the offseason to get to this point, you know, to get to the preseason, to get to the regular season, and show people what we have as a football team. This kind of comes out. And I think it takes away from that steam. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, this is what everyone wants to talk about.
Yeah, he's right about that. Nothing you can do, you know, he's not lying.
The other Michael Vick tape. Did you hear that? Did you hear that shaky guy? That bird? I mean, physically shaking.
No.
On the Senate floor.
Madam President, I am confident that the hottest places in hell are reserved for the souls of sick and brutal people who hold God's creatures in such brutal and cruel contempt.
Robert Bird might be shaken, but he puts it. He uses the right words, doesn't he?
Now, watch the video. Check out the video. The guy is shaking, not like he's got Parkinson's. He's shaking because he's upset.
He's mad. He is upset.
Old man upset.
And for those who missed it, apparently there's a deal on the table now that still has to be approved by Michael Vick and by the owner of the Atlanta Falcons that would apparently allow Vick to step away at least long enough to handle his legal proceedings. And that's the latest that's on the
table.
Nice
that they're making it convenient
for
him.
He's still in the league. We can do it.
You know, he's not really in the league. I mean, they're doing everything.
We're going through motions, aren't we?
It looks to me, like they said to him, listen, pal, pack it up.
And if he's convicted, that's it anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. You're gone.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We can do it. I know we can. A new projection from Johns Hopkins says that if Americans keep gaining weight at the current rate, fat will be normal by 2015. With 75% of the U.S. population.
You know what we have to do? Seriously, we have to do the Rudy clap.
We can make it happen in our lifetime. We can.
The buildup.
What was that, Buzz?
I said that if Americans keep gaining weight at this rate, that'll be normal in 2015. 75% of the U.S. population overweight. With 41% obese.
That was done well.
We're normal. Hey, Junior.
All right.
Get the honey.
Hey. This projection is based on 20 different medical studies and surveys. Obesity's bad, right? It leads to heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer. The study shows that while 66% of American adults are overweight or obese, 80% of black women fall into that category, with 50% of black women obese.
Speedwag, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald
Head. Ass.
Ass.
I know where this study comes from.
Where?
The Extra Mayo Clinic.
Jesus Christ, Shucky.
Sorry, no off switch.
I swear to God.
No
extra
off
mayo.
Switch.
I swear to God, Jackie Martley.
The Hold the Mayo Clinic.
You're rather incredible.
Oh, isn't he? 16% of American kids are overweight or obese, with more than a third of all kids headed in that direction. Sure, it's funny till a 500-pound man gets stuck in a river.
Hey, that is funny.
That is funny.
And exactly. And today, more than ever, your chili dog is trying to kill you. If you buy canned chili in a sauce form for making chili dogs, throw it out. I don't care.
That might be dinner for me tonight.
Look around, cafe.
No. I don't care how much you love chili dogs, it isn't worth it. Botulism starts with blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech.
Where are you?
Difficulty swallowing.
I can't swallow.
Dry mouth. And muscle weakness that spreads throughout the body, then it gets bad.
I can't lift my arm.
And I can't feel my leg.
There's botulism in every bite in some cans of Castleberry's hot dog chili sauce made by the Bumblebee Seafood Company.
Bumblebee, that's a big company.
You'll also find it in Kroger's hot dog sauce and Morton House's corned beef hash.
Hot dog sauce, that sounds gross.
And Bunker Hill chili and several other products. It's really just sort of like pureed chili that you would then pour on your hot dog.
Okay.
The company is recalling the botulism.
Or just as I do, just on white Wonder Bread.
Makes a great sandwich. The company's recalling the botulism so it can be injected into the faces of aging actresses.
Hello.
And if the terrorists were going to follow us home,
That was a long way to go, Buzz.
Wasn't it worth it?
That was a long way. As Johnny
Carson said. For his Botox joke?
Yeah, I mean, that was a long way to go.
And didn't you enjoy the trip?
That's some wild stuff.
Wild.
If the terrorists were going to follow us home, they can't possibly be as scary as this aging American. 67-year-old Roy Lynn Oakley is accused of stealing classified secrets from our nuclear lab in Tennessee with the intention of selling them to a foreign country.
All right.
Officials say they caught him just in time. Roy worked in maintenance and security. And even though he's a low-level worker, he somehow got his hands on some of America's most highly guarded nuclear documents.
I'm going to tell you secrets.
Dope. That lab in Knoxville was instrumental in the development of the first atomic bomb. And, by the way, his lawyer says this is all just a big misunderstanding.
Sure.
Oh, 1 week from today, an awful lot of us will be looking at a checking account that's in the red. It happens on the 27th of every month for a lot of people. A new study.
Tell me it's when I get my period. Please. I'm regular as rain.
Every 27 days.
What day of the week is it? Let me check my underpants. Well, it's Thursday, the 27th.
And then we all run out of money because we all have to run out and buy pads.
A new study says millions of people are permanently overdrawn and that the average worker goes into the red 27 months after a monthly payday.
That's the way it works. Some people are permanently overdrawn. Some people like me are permanently overdressed. Thank you.
If payday's on the 1st and the money runs out by the 27th, that's not bad. If it's February, it's not good if it's July. And welcome to the peak of the information age. You can find just about anything online anytime, and not just porn. You can find news, science, history.
What about the vagina?
You can find that.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
I like rape.
That's there. And yet, Americans are just as ill-informed as we were in 1989.
Look at the size of his unit.
Not about that, we're not.
Because you got a nice ass.
All of that is on the internet.
All of it. As for people who get their news online, a new study shows that those folks are slightly less informed than people who watch TV news. People were tested on the following five questions, if you want to play along.
You're in my five.
Are you going to ask questions?
I am.
Oh, it's a quiz.
I think we're all going to do well on this. I'm pretty sure we are.
Okay.
No cheating.
Who's the vice president?
Of what?
Of the United States, of course.
Dan Quayle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's the governor? Is
the question the current or the best of all time?
No, the current one, please.
Oh, well, then that would be what's his name?
Yes.
George Bush.
Exactly.
The president?
Well, Cheney is really the president, Mike.
Yeah, the question is,
I mean, I'm not giving joke answers.
Well, he's
now
getting a colonoscopy too. Yeah.
Tomorrow
is that happening tomorrow?
Yeah, Cheney will be in charge during that time.
So you're right.
Yeah, but I mean, at all times, really, Cheney's the man, though.
Yes, and that's why he goes to the secret bunker at Disneyland.
He just said he's the man.
Cheney's I know the my man. Facts.
Could be argued.
I know that. Many facts that most Americans don't know.
Do you know the name of the governor of your state?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. Ass.
No, I don't think that's it.
Hugh Carey.
Does the U.S. have a trade deficit or a trade surplus?
No, that's a trick question, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say it's a push.
Okay. Which party controls the House of Representatives?
The Communist Party.
Bath Party.
Party till you puke.
And the final question, is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
He is a Quaker.
A key party.
A Nazi Quaker.
Like those parties you used to have,
with Buzz, the bowl
where you would show up and just put your keys into a bowl.
Swap
and whoever's
wives,
bowl
sure.
It is, you would whatever keys you pulled out of the bowl, you would go home and you would bang that woman.
Those were the days.
How'd we do?
You didn't really answer the question, so I would say you did poorly. Who's the vice president? Who's your governor? Do we have a deficit or a surplus? Which
daddy?
Party controls the House? And is the Chief Justice liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Who's your daddy?
All right, one more time. The vice president is...
I thought you wanted to start again so you could answer correctly. The vice president is Lyndon Johnson.
And what's the next one, Buzz?
Governor. Who's governor here?
Barbara Mikulski.
He's right again.
Does the U.S. have a deficit or a surplus?
Lonnie Anderson.
Giselle Bundchen.
See, you're not playing right.
What is the next question?
It's weird that we both had chicks' names for that answer.
Which party controls the House?
Little Penny Hardaway.
Yeah. Bobby Orr.
And it's the Little Penny from the ads, incidentally.
Oh, good. Listen, I think we messed it up. Ask us again.
Start all over again.
All right.
Who's the vice president?
Orlando Bloom.
Wing.
Who's the governor?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Papillon.
Do we have a trade deficit in this country or a trade surplus?
This is where it always goes bad.
I know.
We all have perms.
We have the CW. It's only on 5 nights a week.
Right. Which party controls the House?
Carrot Top.
MTV, what's the afternoon? TRL Live. TRL Live, that's always a party, Buzz.
Very good.
And the Chief.
Or what about BET 106?
That's a party, too.
That's a party, too. And what about my pants? There's a party in my pants right now, and everyone's invited.
There's a party, in your pants, because there's a party at your pad for the aforementioned period.
There's a party in my pants, and I hope everyone comes. And, Mike, I want to play this for you because
I happen to mention her.
You brought her name right here on CBS FM. It's Wing.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Give me a jingle.
Nothing like that Wing music.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think you mean Paul McCartney and, but you mean.
No, I mean the artist.
Asian singer.
The artist known as Wing. 94.5.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad, I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I like rape.
People need to speak.
Oh, that's painful.
Ready.
Wing.
All right, now that would be, the question again was.
The last question was.
Start at the beginning again.
From the top. Who's the vice president?
Of what?
Of the United States of America right now.
Are you going first or am I?
You go ahead, Mike.
Dakota Fanning.
Oh, yes.
Who's your governor right now?
Patton Oswalt.
Prince.
Does
Ratatouille.
The U.S.
Tui.
Have a trade deficit or a trade surplus?
No.
Thank you.
Which party controls the House of Representatives?
Girls' party.
Is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court a liberal?
Sleepover party.
A moderate?
Slumber party.
Or a conservative?
Slumber party. That's the winning answer. Hold on. Start over again.
Three nipples.
Rob had it right on slumber party. Hold on.
From the top?
From the top.
Okay,
please.
We're going to get this right. Who's the vice president?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Who's the governor?
Mike.
Tonka.
Do we have a trade deficit or trade surplus?
You got that one?
That is absolutely correct. The answer is true.
And which party controls the House?
Slumber party.
And is the Chief Justice liberal, moderate, or conservative?
He's got irritable bowel syndrome.
Exactly correct. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Justice for all.
Five mm-hmm. questions.
And to all a good night.
Answered by informed Americans. Hillary shows us her breasts.
Ooh.
When we continue.
Yeah.
Ew.
They look a little bit like Tammy Faye's face. Okay, Buzz. Uh-huh. What was the first question again?
It's not
I'm
important.
Kidding. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
We got to all of the tapes today. There was from the Regis Show. There's Regis saying hello to my brother.
Mm-hmm. Listen some to guy this. Do we
some,
have that?
Some guy named Jim Soros.
Jim Soros, I want to thank him very much for providing all of the workout equipment on the set.
You know what's funny? Because right, I think, you know, the story, I think the story is called Jim Soros.
It's not a guy. We've
but
done it, that.
He says him. Regis does. I mean, yeah. Regis, and that's a legitimate screw-up on his part.
Jim Soros, I want to thank him very much for providing all of the workout equipment on the set.
That he did, yes.
We've had that spot on our air before, right?
Yes.
See, my brother's name is Jim Soros, and there is a business, G-Y-M.
Right, S-O-U-R-C-E.
Right. Also from today's Regis show, here's just a little excerpt live from Gelman's bedroom.
Oh, come on, pull it.
Okay. Oh, you want it? Okay, here you go.
Oh, pull it up.
Whoa.
Yeah, look at that. Well, I didn't know that you had the ability
Gelman,
to grow hair on
now,
your
Gelman,
abdomen.
Don't suck it in. Just relax. Hold it. Relax.
I'm going to relax as soon as you get this around me. Your cold hands.
Relax,
Gelman, relax.
Gelman, relax.
That's, of course, inside Michael Gelman's bedroom with a studio audience.
Michael Gelman's voice, that's something, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Because
really, you got a nice ass.
That's right.
Thank you, Chris Hansen. And hello again, Curly Q.
Hi, Don and Mike. A little bit of breaking news this afternoon about air travel. Starting August 4th, we can take cigarette lighters on board airplanes again.
Yay! Wow.
TSA has decided that the screeners have been spending so much time and energy and effort looking for lighters that they may be missing other, perhaps more threatening things.
All right, I've got a wonderful, authentic, real-size lighter that's in the shape of a samurai sword.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't make that joke at the airport, my friend.
No.
And now a word about Hillary Clinton's breasts.
Hot.
She started showing them again yesterday.
First
time in 10 years.
Sexy.
Hillary's cleavage had tongues wagging after her appearance yesterday on C-SPAN 2.
Something stinks,
you know,
like stale French fries.
You know C-SPAN 2, anything for ratings. To quote the Dirty Talk in Washington Post.
I love my boobs.
She was wearing a rose-colored blazer over a black top. The neckline sat low on her chest and had a subtle V shape, end quote.
Damn right.
There wasn't a lot of cleavage showing, but it's the first she's shown in public since a Donna Karan number she wore during Bill's first term.
Do you realize that there has not been a human lip anywhere near those breasts for the last 20 years?
You're saying I'm not
I would
human?
Be willing to disagree with you. I would be willing to tell
oh, no,
you
there was either
that Bubba had to make amends. He had to make amends for his transgressions.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
He is.
I mean, I don't doubt that he's
You know
had
when
to
I went to that fundraiser
he's
last year?
He's had to
year?
Service the account.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
But don't you think he just screws her? I mean, do you think he really
yes,
takes
loving,
the time to
way.
Play with her?
As a giving
yeah,
lover.
Yeah, that's exactly
Kiss it. Her up and everything?
No kissing.
No.
All right, we'll do it. No mouth.
It's got to be dark.
Very dark.
It's a rollover. It's a 3 a.m. rollover.
Turn the light off, dear.
Larry Flynt says he's trying to decide how to release the information he's gathered on 30 dirty politicians.
And how to release the brakes on my chair.
Flynt outed Louisiana Senator David Vitter as a whore for whores, and Larry says he has 30 other solid leads he's working. Larry Flynt told Larry King he doesn't know where to start.
Mr. Flynt, you recently told CNN that you function at a higher standard than the mainstream media when it comes to exposing scandal. What do you mean?
Oh, absolutely. The mainstream media holds me at a higher standard.
Why do you favor rape?
So Flynt says he doesn't know what to do with these 30 names, quoting him. We don't know if we want to let it drip, 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 or we want to go with everything at once, end quote.
Oh.
Larry says he's narrowed the 30 cases down from 300 tips. Germans don't want a Scientologist.
What makes a Nazi?
To play
How
a Nazi.
Does he get that way?
The Germans don't want a Scientologist to play a Nazi, and that's where they draw the line.
Oh, is this about the...
Mm-hmm.
Remember Rob yeah. showed us that picture
right.
yesterday of Tom Cruise See, wearing a Nazi uniform.
Germans hate Scientologists. If people weren't so sensitive about concentration camps, most Germans would just as soon round them all up. That's why Germans hate Tom Cruise. That's why they're not happy about a new movie in which he plays a Nazi who plots to kill Adolf Hitler. Germans are not happy that a national hero is being played by a Scientologist.
What makes a Nazi?
Okay, now
how does he get that way?
Right. Sure, bimbos have their place, but give me a smart woman any day. And a new study says men are happier long-term if they marry smart women. Satisfaction surveys of men show higher levels of satisfaction with each extra year of her education.
Nobody jump up to the microphone to say anything. Notice how no one's commenting during this story, Buzz.
I disagree. I agree. I disagree.
I'm sure it's right if you can find one.
Mm-hmm. As it turns out, a lot of the reason for the satisfaction is because she makes more money. The study, by the way, also underscores the obvious that married people are happier than single people, but that married people get less happy the longer they're married.
Agreed.
Yep. Yep.
And you know you're a bimbo when even a 6-year-old thinks so. Wednesday in Syracuse, New York, 20-year-old Michelle Rendindo was babysitting her 4 nieces and nephews. Well, actually, she wasn't. She was in the woods posing for nude pictures. A fisherman saw the kids alone and crying, so he called the cops.
The heaving, well-implanted breasts caught my eye immediately.
When police arrived, the oldest girl, age 6, told the officers that, quote, Aunt Michelle went into the woods to take nasty pictures. Oh, they grow up so fast. An hour later, Michelle and a guy in a wheelchair came out of the woods.
I appreciate the photographs.
Michelle told police she was taking...
Mr. Flint, you...
Michelle told police she was taking the photos to get back at her ex-boyfriend. The guy in the wheelchair, as it turns out, was a complete stranger. And finally, these two girls, 118, 117, were like, oh my God. Brittany Blow and her legally juvenile friend had come up with the perfect plan.
Everybody can suck it.
Brittany who?
Brittany Blow. Hey. Her real name.
Okay. I believe it's a hyphen. It's Blowhole.
The hyphen.
Brittany Blowhole.
They had come up with the perfect plan for burglarizing the tattoo and piercing parlor known as Custom Color Creations. They knew the place had an alarm system that uses infrared beams. And they'd seen an absolutely brilliant trick on Charlie's Angels. The Angels used hairspray to make the infrared beam visible so they'd know how to get around it. Don't believe everything you see on Charlie's Angels. In this case, the hairspray entered the beam and set off the alarm.
Thank you for reminding me. I've got to go buy my tickets for Hairspray right now.
Hairspray!
But I've got to get my Harry Potter book first.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, we're out of time.
That's it. We got to go. How about we take 2 days off and we have our next secret meeting on Monday?
I think that's a plan.
Yeah. All right, Terminator?
I'll be back, Peter North.
Oh, you got it in. And I was trying to goof on
you. These are kind of gay, aren't they?
Your sunglasses?
Yeah.
Gay, 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 gay.
100%. You can stem the rose in those.
They're designer. That means you got the apartment.
Have a good weekend. Good day to you, sir.
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 And I'd love you, Frida. Love you, Bard. Love you, Amy. Head.
Lick your nasty doodads.
I don't know, Rob. You don't know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.